Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Okay, so you know how people wait with their pens and papers for this interview every Wednesday? They're like, Ntabiso's coming, Ntabiso's coming, so we better get our pens and papers. We've got things to jot down and so on. Welcome, Ntabiso. Hello, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
It's always so nice to see you.
You look so pretty today.
Really?
Yes.
Oragore.
I could go later. Onwanyana today. What a girl. Just saying. Anyway, sorry. Let's go on.
Oh my goodness, that is hilarious. Let's talk about some of the things that you want to address. We did speak about changing of names, did we not? The Mudibedi can be Mudine, like, for instance.
Did we?
Did we?
Wasn't it in relation to something and not with regard to this case?
Okay, let's talk about how Mdibedi can be a Mudine.
So these two gents.
Yes.
They are. I think you're right. We did speak about this.
Yeah, but it's okay. We can recap.
So I think so many people have contacted our office to try and understand what would this mean, the implications thereof, especially culturally and all of that. So these two gents in Bloemfontein approached the High Court and said, listen, High Court, we want to have the privilege and the right to take our wives' surnames.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basing it on the registration of births and deaths act, wherein it specifically states that women are the ones that are supposed to take their husband's surname, and then with time it obviously changed, giving the wives the platform to either choose to continue keeping their maiden surname or have a double barrel surname, but it's still strictly wife. Never husband to do the same.
Yeah, because you know the laws are like that.
Yeah.
So and you were telling me that I would have to tell them if I want to keep my name.
That's correct.
Because legally they just assume.
Yes.
As a woman, you just somehow are going to change whether we like it or not.
Yes.
Which is
Yes.
It's exactly that. I mean, and is there an appetite for this?
I don't know. From what I'm gathering from the questions that have come our way is, what does it mean for the children that are born within that marriage?
Yes.
In terms of what we know the world to be or society to be, that the children take on surnames of the dad.
So just quickly help me here with the children.
Yes.
If it's automatic that when a woman gets married, the name is expected to change to the man's, is it automatic that the children born of that marriage take the man's surname?
Yeah.
Home Affairs deems it automatic.
Isn't that
interesting?
It's very interesting. It's only in situations where the parents are not married that the Home Affairs officials will then take the mother's surname, unless the parties agree that they will take dad's surname. But yeah, that's what it is.
But automatically, if we're married, they would take the man's name.
Yes. Yes, automatically everything follows the husband in terms of surname, in terms of culture, in terms of religion, in terms of...
There's so many problems. Like, you're okay. Okay, let me pull myself towards myself.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the social media and impact on one's potential to find employment.
Sure.
Goodness. So what are companies allowed to do or use in deciding to hire you or not? Can they go into my private account and just scroll? And I get it, we all have side hustles.
Yes.
People have side hustles, right?
Yeah.
So there's a day job and maybe there's a side hustle.
Yes.
And if somehow my side hustle is exotic dancing, can they discriminate?
You're going to be bringing disrepute.
Why?
To my company, because my company cannot be affiliated.
It's a side hustle.
Hey, Maren, don't bring it here. If you're going to come here. But you are.
Talk to me about that.
So, this
it's a side hustle.
Yeah.
Where I exotic dance is not in this building. My exotic dancing happens somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in public. It's not on a billboard. It's in a space where it's safe and where only people who are supposed to be there are there. And if a client of Kaya finds themselves at place X, it means we're birds of a feather, must.
Eh? You flock together.
Eh? It means, if the boss finds themselves at place X, how then there should be no problem. Because clearly this is our recreation here. What's the problem? I'm not, there is nothing about me doing my job here at Kaya. I'm an accountant, maybe I do the books and what, and I am brilliant
at what you do.
Ne?
Yeah.
I just have this side hustle. What's the problem?
The problem is, as the employer,
mm-hmm.
I can set the standard of what it is I want.
Can I say, what were you doing there looking at my private? Because maybe it's a private account and it's locked. Or they happen to find me in the social media platforms of my other employer. The question is, what were they doing looking at my other employer's website to find me there?
So here you are applying to Kaya. Let's say you're not working for Kaya.
Yes, I want to work.
You
for
want
Kaya,
to work,
but
for
I
want Kaya.
To keep my side hustle.
You want to keep your side hustle. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So now the employer now has the discretion to go through your public profile.
Mm-hmm.
So if your account is private on all these social media platforms, obviously I want to have access to it.
Can they ask you to open it?
No.
Can they?
No,
can't.
No, no.
Okay.
They can't.
Okay.
If I happen to go through your account and this is what I see, I have the right to choose whether or not I will hire you. Will your reputation or your behaviors be deemed to be untoward to what I envision my business to be?
Can you fight? Let's say you go ahead and hire me.
Yeah.
And I am brilliant at what I do. And then for whatever reason, because remember, a private account is private, generally private, but
yeah.
other people have access to it if I accept them.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So Ntabi Seng has my private account access,
mm-hmm.
screen grabs contents of my private account, and then says to the company, yo, or maybe I give you guys access, my colleagues.
Mm.
Now, Pella, we are colleagues.
Mm.
And then you start seeing my other side hustle.
Yes.
Can you fire me for that?
I can.
Why?
Especially if when you came on to the business.
It was a private, it's a private, it remains a private account.
The code of conduct that I gave you said that you should be doing X, Y, and Z. These and this and this and this are deemed to be what we as a business at Kaya cannot condone.
Wait.
And you chose to withhold that information from us.
The contract is likely to say you cannot bring the company into disrepute.
Correct.
And we don't discuss what bringing the company into disrepute
you see.
Means.
Yes.
It's in no way in the contract that they say that I cannot wear a bikini.
100% agreed. Yeah.
Mm.
But there is no definition, like you said, of what disrepute can be. It can be objective. It can be subjective.
So on what grounds would you then fire me? Because it's a private account. We don't know what bringing the company into disrepute means.
Yes.
We didn't discuss that. And we may not agree on what bringing the company into disrepute means.
So based on that alone, the fact that there is no real definition in the contract of what it is, we use what we call the dictionary definition of what that is. So disrepute is embarrassment. It can be whatever the sub whatnots would be under the dictionary. And then the employer can say, somebody who's, like you said, the books, you're doing mm-hmm. the books, you're an accountant.
Mm.
Somebody with that kind of stature and influence in the company mm-hmm. cannot be seen with a bikini, with a thong, sliding up and down a pole, and say and has a badge by virtue of you being you. You are wearing the badge of the company, and therefore we will not allow that. Let's part ways.
Can I challenge that and say, well, last week the entire company knows of executive X who left his wife for a secretary right here in the building.
Mm.
Clearly, that kind of conduct is a little bit untoward. No one fired the person. Everybody just thought gossip.
Yeah.
And we moved all right along.
Mm.
Why is it that you choose my bikini to be bringing the company into disrepute, and that conduct not deem it bringing the company into disrepute. So can I challenge that?
You can. Fact is whether or not when it goes further, it will be deemed if it's this on the same scale or it means the same thing.
Problem.
That's where the issues will arise. But what usually has to happen, like I've said so many times, is that when a company puts in policy or code of conduct, it has to be known to everybody.
Mm.
And when you're going to take Pimelo on for failure to adhere to this, you must prove as the employer that not only did Pimelo know, but had access to this information so she can refresh her memory to see what it is I can or cannot do. And then in terms of the Code of Good Conduct in the Labor Relations Act, Schedule 8, it sets out what unfair dismissals would be. And one of them is you need to prove that if Pimelo acted in a certain manner, it is definitely against what the company policy would have been. And she knew that this is not what she's supposed to do.
Often we understand those things, code of conduct issues, to imply that you must conduct yourself in a particular way in the company.
Mm.
In the company.
Yes.
So what Mudibedi does after 12 here,
mm.
is it really our business?
When
what he does outside of, when he leaves the gate,
mm.
outside of this building, is it, does he have to account to us?
Yes. So much case law has come across as a result. I think this topic for me came when we were dealing with the JSC
mm-hmm.
interviews.
Yes.
One of the people who were candidates mm. there have appeared in front of him. He's a brilliant judge, mm. Judge Poko.
Mm.
And as he was being interviewed, one case was brought up mm. wherein he went onto Twitter, he went onto everything because he was working for UJ
mm-hmm.
and then he went through racial stuff according to mm. what the papers say
mm-hmm.
and they ended up coming to a settlement agreement mm. wherein he was requested to remove the posts where he was talking about mm. whatever it is that he experienced mm. but over and above that they wanted him to apologize, so he refused to do the apology but he removed the post.
Yeah, I think it was xenophobic.
Yeah. Mm. So with that, throughout the balance of his interview, as soon as Judge Mlambo brought it up, that was the gist of his entire interview.
Mm.
And everyone was asking, you were already in mm. Mm. as an acting judge. Mm. You'd already been appointed.
Mm.
How does somebody like you, in a position that you hold, choose to deal with issues of that nature
and
on a media platform?
Ntabise.
And he ended up withdrawing his candidacy.
Ntabise, you're right. He was an acting judge to be a judge. Nah, ki judge. Nah. I mean, like, guys. Why would we be held to the same standards as a judge?
Okay.
I mean, this country doesn't allow a judge to drink, you know? So, guys, you know?
Let me give you
that's
another
a judge.
One.
Of course, a judge must. They're in enough. It's okay. They must have the strict rules. I want a side hustle. How?
Let me give you another one. This one, no side hustle. Ntabiseng and Pimelo working for Kaya, they knocked off, they went wherever, they went to go have fun, they're not even dressed in uniform. Ntabiseng and Pimelo enter into a fight with people from another company. Kante Mudibedi is going to be coming by and sees this, and he records this. And when this recording is submitted to the employer, to Kaya FM, because Mudibedi went to go snitch, Ntabiseng and Pimelo got fired because they brought the company into disrepute. And the labor court upheld that, say, just because you have knocked off, people about Seban, they know you work for Kaya. So if you're behaving like this,
the problem, I bring these up not because I disagree
yes.
with you, but
yes.
it's because there is a fine line.
Yes.
And that it's so subjective. What bringing a company into disrepute means can be so subject. Our values are not the same.
Yes.
Our interests are not the same. And so many things. So, is that a Springbok guy who always pole dancers. What's his name?
Is it Faf? No.
No, it's not Faf.
Not Faf.
It's not Faf. It's a black guy. Is it Springbok? Is it a Springbok? I think it's a Springbok.
Oh.
Who's always pole dancing with these high heels. And that's a lifestyle for
yeah.
him. Right? It's, for him, he calls it a sport. You guys are lovely. I can't believe you people love it. Okay, I'll find the name. But the point is I'm making is that in the beginning it was jarring. It was like, what
yeah.
is going on here? He's always wearing like a little Speedo thing. Speedo. All of just a Speedo. With his South African colors, or I think it's spring. Yeah, that's what he wears. And then he's topless. And with his high heels, with his stilettos. That, no, not Faf. And he's topless. Siv.
Okay.
Siv Ngesi, who's always, yeah, he's flamboyant like that. And he shows off his ripped muscles and everything on a pole. Huh? Swinging on a pole. Huh? You would never compete with him
yeah.
on that pole. You would never. And that's the point I'm making. It's subjective.
Yeah.
So we've now come accustomed to what he does, but there were people who were shocked in the beginning about, what are you doing?
Mm.
What on earth is this? So I'm trying to say, it's a fine line. Is
yes.
it not? And it's subjective. And his argument is, well, it's what I do for fun. Look how, and he is. I mean, he's strong. He's athletic. It's just, it's what he likes to do. It's part of his lifestyle. What, and his argument, what are you going to do about it? How does it take away my skills as a sports, as an athlete? How does it impact on your life? What's it to you? I wear stilettos and so what? I am dancing on a pole and so what? That you think pole dancing has other connotations, that's your problem.
Yeah.
He's just athletic. This is one of the things he likes to do. Tell me how you see this.
This is the thing. Each employer makes its own rules as to what it is that they want in their business. So if I say what you're doing is not what my company represents, then you can go. Go to Mudibeli's office where he will allow you to do what you need to do. That's what I'm trying to get across, that just because there's freedom of speech, there's freedom of everything in the country, be very wary of what it is that you put out on social media, because employers who are looking at your stuff and going like, no, you're not going to fit in.
Where's the freedom? The freedom of expression. This is how I express myself. This is me.
Where is my freedom? Is the employer?
No,
though.
Pella, I get it. The employer wants diversity. We are different beings. We have different lifestyles. Diversity. And sometimes you find that diversity line at the lift as you enter the building. This company's values. Diversity.
Diversity on my terms as the employer. That's the downside.
Mm. Mm. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back after this. Who is still horrified by Sib's wonderful athleticism and obviously how he shows up. I mean, he does. He's great. He's athletic. He's wonderful. But that's the point, you know. Somebody else may be horrified. Somebody's thinking, wow, this is such a lovely, lovely flavor to our team, you know. You're bringing something interesting, something delightful, W-Sing's face. You guys have to see W-Sing's face. She is horrified.
I never knew.
Horrified. So, I mean, would you call this somebody bringing the company into, Springboks into disrepute?
Well, it depends what the code of conduct of the Springboks is. If it is inclusive, it's your lifestyle, it is what it is, then great. Do what you need to do.
So here's the bigger question.
Yeah.
This is someone who wears the South African colors, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us, whoever the employer is, that you call this offensive because it offends your clients or whoever. I'm not sure how many South Africans find what Siv does offensive.
Mm, mm.
Some may not. And so is that justifiable? Is it enough to say...
What?
Okay. This is so funny. So Tando says to me, no, he's an actor. He just loves wearing and the book outfit.
So I'm looking at him, I thought I've seen him in a movie somewhere.
My bad.
Okay.
But again, he's wearing the Springbok color speedo. I get
it.
Is it offensive to those who are South Africans who love the Springboks? Do the Springboks get offended?
So, the Employment Equity Act actually deals with what you're talking about. There are certain things that when you dismiss somebody because you feel offended is automatically unfair dismissal. So we don't go on the feelings of people. We go in accordance to what the law says. You may be as offended as you want to be, but if the law protects that person, and especially within that workplace, that they can be who they want to be, you can leave then. Because everybody else, especially the employer, has no issues on how Ntabi Singh conducts herself in any manner.
Yeah, well, I guess as an actor, that's okay.
Yes, no, he's fine. He's good.
That's okay. So, what? I mean, your suggestion, what I'm hearing, your suggestion is for companies, be clearer. Be clearer,
yes,
on what you call bringing the company into disrepute.
Yes.
If you have a fight with your wife at home, please make sure she doesn't come here and drop the kids at the front door. Just make sure she's coming and dump the baby at reception with a bag.
Yeah.
Okay? Fight at home, don't bring it here.
Leave it there.
Make it clear.
Yeah.
Because it happens, and then a guy's going to say, well, I didn't ask her to bring the baby.
Mm.
But, you know, I want to embarrass you, so I'm going to bring the baby and the pram and everything and the nappies. And so I'm going to bring the baby unchanged.
All soiled.
And drop the baby at reception.
Yeah.
Would that be called bringing the company into disrepute?
In that situation, most companies try and assist you with counseling. Because it's not usually catered for in codes of conduct.
Mm.
Codes of conduct are basically the constitution of the business, to say this is what it is that we stand for, what we are going to assist you with, what we want. So such things, they happen, but they're not catered for in terms of you are bringing the company to disrepute or you're going against the code of conduct or whatever the case may be. It's usually a situation that when it's like that, let us take you for counseling. What do you need? Let us assist you. And then remember when we were talking about something similar, you were like, now they're going to tell you, take as much time off as you need.
Yes, and then they're going to
fire
you.
And then they fire you. Mm. But this is when now we're delving in the realms of unfair labor practice or unfair dismissals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you are disruptive, and this happens regularly. You and whoever, your partner at home, you have this tendency of bringing your fights to the company.
Yeah.
You could be fired for that.
Yes, you could be. You could be. But it has to be a situation where the employer can show that they've tried
every
to
Monday,
assist.
Every Monday. Every Monday. Every Monday. You people come fight here at our reception. Yeah. Every Monday.
Yeah.
And then every Tuesday, he brings the flowers. Every Tuesday, he's sore.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday. Every Monday, she drops a baby or whatever. Every Monday, Otla only needs sunglasses. Every Monday, you've got a headache.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday, he drops the flowers and the chocolates.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So even with that.
And the company is sick and tired of managing
your situation.
The flora people on Tuesdays. And your headaches on Monday.
Yeah. So even with that, the employer still has to show that they did all they could to try and assist you before they can dismiss you, because it can fall.
Assist you?
Yes. Yes.
Assist you.
Hey. Was there counseling? Was there a way to try and solve this? Yeah.
Okay. If your lifestyle affects your job, like you have an alcohol problem or anything like that, what steps would the company have to take to deal with that? Because again, it's a lifestyle issue.
Usually that is always catered for in your policies, in the code of conduct, that if you are found to be abusing any sort of drug inclusive of alcohol, either it's a final warning or an immediate dismissal. Those ones are always catered for in codes of conduct. I remember we did interviews for candidate attorneys a year and a half ago. This guy on the interviews, like, but ma'am, you must understand. Ngiyaphuza mina.
Yes.
In his interview.
Actually, I had a colleague like that.
Yeah.
A true story. I had a colleague like that who, it would depend. Maybe on my Friday. I think maybe it would have been a Puza Thursday, but on my Friday, drunk.
Yeah.
But like reeking from last night's alcohol.
Mm.
Not only is he reeking from last night's alcohol, he hasn't gone home to take a shower. So he's coming with yesterday's things in the... Yeah.
Yeah.
And was absolutely clear. You people are not my parents.
Oof.
You're going to leave me as is.
Yeah, no, that's hectic. Mm. Because, you, like I said, most employers cater for that. If you're going to come to the office and you're reeking of alcohol, you're either going to get a final written warning or it's an immediate dismissal, depending on the company's policy with regards to stuff like that.
Let me speak to Jabu in Kempton Park. Jabu's got a question. Hello, Jabu.
Hey, ladies, how are you?
Good.
I'm just sorry to remind you that I'm not a fan who disclosed on that interview.
Who did well?
go ahead, Jabu.
Let me not distract you quite more. I needed to ask you something which is out of the topic for tonight with respect to the jurisdictions of the court.
Yes.
Particularly the High Court.
Yes.
It is known fact since my last conversation with both of you that the Gauteng, the Johannesburg does not have court, at least for the next 3.5 years.
Yeah. Mm.
Now my question was, is it now possible for me to now file with the register at the Pretoria North High Court while I'm residing in Joburg? And maybe even the defendant resides in Joburg.
Yes. So the Pretoria court and the Johannesburg court have concurrent jurisdiction, right? But it's always favorable for you to use the court that's closest to you in terms of jurisdiction-wise, in that you're in Joburg, then you can use the Johannesburg High Court. But the long and short of it, nothing prevents you from filing in the Pretoria High Court.
Let me then do a follow-up question and make up a list. Mm. If now there was a matter before the Johannesburg High Court, will it be advisable for me to put a notice of withdrawal for that matter and then refile the same matter under different summonses with the different court now, which will be Pretoria?
No, I would advise against that solely because of the recent... in the recent directives that have been issued out by the DJP. So what has been done is that the application for dates and all of those things have changed. And if you were to withdraw this current matter that is in the Joburg High Court, you have to tender costs to the plaintiff, to the defendant. Because if you're the plaintiff or the applicant and you withdraw, you have to tender costs if there's anything that has been done in that particular matter. But even if there's nothing that has been done apart from your own filing, you are basically starting from zero in the Pretoria High Court as if nothing happened. So it's going to extend your time in terms of when you're going to get a date, because you still have to do the back and forth again like it never happened before. So rather, if your attorney has access to, or is a member of the JAA, Johannesburg Attorneys Association, or the Pretoria Attorneys Association, either one, they must send you, or they must use the new practice directives and apply for a date in the Johannesburg court, and then you should be sorted with the date. It may not be anytime soon, but at least you will have a date. They're getting quicker with giving out dates, but the dates are still 2030 and so on.
Oh, no, I understood.
Okay, okay.
Thank you. Thanks,
my departing point is over.
Dr. Selby, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Premal and Tabiseng. How are you?
How are you,
good,
Dr. Selby?
I'm blessed beyond measure.
So nice hearing from you.
Emelutore, it's an offense or a broadcast to people.
In fact, Dr. Selby, on a serious note,
yeah.
Someone I know, and I think many people heard this, was broadcasting Anyanza.
Mm. Mm. But that is not an offense. It cannot be, because it would fall under the Employment Equity Act. It would fall under the automatically unfair dismissals, because it's discrimination. Automatically, yeah. Flat out.
How is it discrimination?
Discrimination on the fact that you are a woman and you are breastfeeding your child, because it is, for whatever reason, it has become an offense to see a woman whoop out a boob and feed their child.
Yeah.
People go like, you must go hide yourself, or there's a feeding room there. No, it's a natural thing to do. Why are you discriminating against this particular individual who's choosing to breastfeed instead of bottle feed?
I say, you know, under the Selby, on a serious note, yeah. I say just be careful. Ntabiseng and Pimela are not going to be there,
yeah,
when you get fired. I just want to caution. I want to caution, yeah, that the road to justice can be very long.
Yeah.
And it can be very lonely. Unto utlwelletse Pimela are ya tsamo nyantsa ngwana o le ko reception. Just be sure that your employer is going to be okay with you. O tla le ngwana o mo nyantsa. Receptionist. Yeah, just be sure, because I can tell you now. Tabi sen tla basi aba ku le debit order hi kena.
Yeah. Okay. Utsho ka handle kya kya concerning bana ba baling busy ba jang this next day putting poison. Or family tsa bona khono swa government na.
I don't think or it'll be government that they would sue. It would be the particular shop or owners at the store who are selling the products. Because if there is a link, for example, between the purchase of the products, or somehow it comes from government, then maybe they may have a leg to stand on. But unfortunately, it would be suing Batwadi Spaza, not government.
No, but government, I can only the commission that's in the world. But also inspect at the shops.
Okay, when you put it that way,
that simply means government
did not do its job.
In that situation,
that's why I told our bana by something poisonous, because government I think so that's why.
Could you make an alone? But my only issue is that, if you're going to cite them, you're probably going to cite them as maybe a second or third respondent in your papers. They cannot be the first point of departure. You're going to sue them. You can attach vicarious liability. The shop they are being run here, but you are not doing your due diligence to inspect the food, inspect the premises, etc., etc. As a result of your failure to do so, then these spaza shop owners bahone to do what they did, and the pesticides get involved in the food, and which led to the children dying. But I don't know if the courts will take it that far, in the sense that you'll be able to get a huge monetary amount from government. When you sue somebody, part of the prayers would be hurabaning. If respondent or defendant X apatala, then uabsorb abana babang, because they are together. You know what I mean? In this situation, I don't think the courts would say if government were to pay the damages, it will absorb the others, because the main perpetrators gibona belo who fed these kids the food.
So if we come back to that,
yeah.
It's like that type of Tiger Brands thing.
Yeah.
I hear Nanda Desel Bihanyane because it had to take some major investigation to get to the point where we know it came from a factory ya Tiger Brands.
Yeah.
The consumer has angaya ku factory ya Tiger Brands, right? Urekile ko shop or spaza or whatever the case may be. So suing the shop or the spaza would have been in a way misguided because the origins were the factory,
yes,
the Tiger Brands.
Yes.
In this instance, that this LB is probably saying, who do I hold account? Because I do not have the resources to investigate. I don't know this thing. It's okay. Everybody's shifting blame. The only person who must look out for me and my well-being is government in this instance. So would it not be the right thing to do?
Hence, Kirabani, it may be a little bit, you can add them as second or third, but they will not be the original point of departure.
I don't know who the person to thing is.
So, yeah.
Because government keeps telling me there's no evidence that points directly to the shop. So, I can show. But I'm thinking, whatever it is, banabaruna haba safe. And someone must account.
And
who allowed these people to open this plaza?
Yeah, that's another thing that's going to be an issue, because the government, most from what we're gathering from the news, is that what they have put out in the news is that they have found that in the stores, the spaza owners barbear dijo next to the pesticides that are illegal within the country.
Mara, they have not proven that yet.
Yes.
So they haven't proven the link between what they're finding and what has killed the children.
Yes.
And that's the problem.
Then who is in prison for it?
So once we have a link, a causal link between the end result, which is the death of the kids, and where it comes from, maybe we will have a better light, Yahorena, who is to be held accountable at the top of the food chain that led all the way down to the spaza shops having to sell the food the way that they did.
It's on a lay in your bayani, this thing. Because to some extent, the families felt like there could have been more that was done.
Yeah.
You know, there were groups of people who kept asking about taveni e man, taveni e, ke problem. And there were alarms that were raised about taveni e. And no one closed it down.
Yeah.
So the families can say, no, we've been complaining ka taveni e. No one did anything. So, yeah, we can ask about the guy who's now arrested. But the point is that we had already told government, kwalang this thing.
He didn't.
And azang ba kwala. Kwana ba tloi kwalang
khona no.
Yeah.
Yeah, after khosilebana ba bat. Thanks, Ndata Sibu. Let me take a quick break. Spoo, I see you. Let's just take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this. All right. 086-000-00959. Thabiseng Dubazana is here to answer all your legal questions. Please do send those questions sooner rather than later. You know what we usually find, right? Almost at the end.
Yeah.
Then someone plugs up the courage. Guys, you don't even have to give us your real name if the issue is very sensitive. And Thabiseng will be very sensitive about it. So let's go to Spoo in Turpentine. Hello, Spoo.
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
We good. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, I'm saying, code of conduct and njolo kombereboni.
You know.
Yes.
You know, many people. The office has supplied many people with good, solid marriages.
I thought you were going left in the way to my side.
You know, you should see how many journalists marry journalists.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, happy for me.
Okay.
Yes.
Three things I'd like to know. Most of the time, like companies I've been with, they say it's not an outright rule.
Yes.
They say we discourage it. Right? And I understand because of the drama and all of that. Personally, I wouldn't date in the same company, especially the same department, because sometimes you don't want to see that person, you know? So you don't want to go to work and think like, ish. Sometimes you just want to spend a few days not seeing that person. But can a company say, listen, here, I am the okay?
Yes, can, they can. Like I was saying, a company, the owner of the company, the directors or whatever, they have a vision of what they see their company to be like, right? So when they now say, okay, boo, we've interviewed you, we're happy with you and whatnot, this is our code of conduct, and part of the code of conduct or the policy says no relationships in the workplace.
We're not here for women.
Yes. So if you violate that, depending on what the sanctions are that are attached to that code of conduct, you should be aware, because when they hired you, they gave it to you. So now, and then they're like, but you had it from day one, and the sanction here is immediate dismissal. You can't dispute that because you've been aware of it from the moment you walked into the business.
Now, my other question is, so we keep it on the down low until it gets to the point where we want to get married.
Yeah.
Can they fire us because now we're in a serious relationship and we're starting a family? Does one of us have to leave? Actually, both of us.
Sometimes they do. Yeah, in fact, I've seen that in some companies where one of you has to leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if the code
of... both broke the rule, though.
No. You guys have the prerogative to decide.
Yeah.
They don't tell you which one of you guys must leave. They say, decide amongst yourselves which one of you needs to leave.
Yeah. So, like, it will always go back to the code of conduct, or now, what did it say? If it is we discourage it. As soon as you and Tabiseng start mojolo wahao, then you start and you go and inform your line managers that this is the situation, should anything happen, so the line manager is aware. Because we don't want employers don't want a situation where in now, if the relationship goes sour, then Tabiseng is going to go and cry and say that there's sexual harassment that has happened. That time, Tabiseng is your senior and you as the male is a junior, but she's still going to cry sexual harassment. We've seen so many cases like that happen. So that is the main purpose that most employers try and say, please don't have relationships here, because when they turn nasty, they turn very nasty.
So say now, management, we're getting married, they're upset that we went and did this without them knowing, and they want to fire both of us. Can we challenge that?
It will go back to the code of conduct yet again. If you guys were aware of it from day one and you did it anyway, they have all the rights in the world to dismiss you, Lili too.
But you know, I found generally companies don't do that.
Yeah.
I think with regards to stuff like that, they are a little bit kinder. I usually find that companies do sit down with the couple and they actually often find an amicable way to deal with it. Unless if they were always looking to fire you.
Yeah.
If they were always looking for something, they will find something.
Yeah, maybe we were activists that work all of us.
They couldn't wait.
Yeah. They're causing havoc. Okay, thank you very much. I'm enlightened. Enjoy your evening.
You too.
Okay, thank you so much for that. All right. I find that generally companies are decent.
Yes.
With that kind of stuff.
Yes.
They, you know, let's sit down, let's discuss. And they would say congratulations and, you know, they'll send you something nice and come to the wedding.
Yeah. And usually...
And give you a voucher. A gift voucher.
Yeah, and a rand.
But I leave that voucher and he presents a hat. And then, you know, they're good. They're good with you guys. And then, you know, are you looking for a job? You know, they'll ask and maybe they will even ask if you want to be transferred to another.
Yeah, usually it's what they do. They take you from one department to another so that you guys are not in the same
work. Seeing each other every single day.
Yeah.
All right. Tabiseng, tell everybody. So everybody's telling me, Siv, don't you know Siv is a... Don't you know? No, guys, I'm so sorry. You know, he's always wearing the Springbok stuff.
Yeah. When you referred me to his page...
That's what you see.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you see?
The first video that showed up, I was like...
And of course, I wouldn't know. I know nothing about sport.
Yeah.
So I'm so sorry. He looked like a rugby player.
Because Omaskiwa.
Go Boca!
This is the video that I saw.
Yeah, so
I was like, okay.
Askies, Mansiv. You know, my bad. But yeah. you look good, and nonetheless, you look good. And have you seen people? Where do they get hold of you?
They can send us an email on info@dubazanaattorneys.co.za. They can call our office on 087-265-8010 and send a WhatsApp on 079-654-7523. Otherwise, we are situated at 272 Oak Avenue, Randburg, on the ground floor, office G2.
All right. Tabiseng, see you next week.
Next week.
Thanks, folks. We'll be back tomorrow at 8.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.